7, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. Now, normally what I do on a Daily Devotional is I bring you one particular verse, and at the moment we're studying Psalm 145, but today I felt it was really important to look at an important aspect of our lives that affect many, many, many of us. And that is depression and deep sadness. I know this, beloved, before I even start this, I know that that is not God's plan for our lives. However, it is the plan of the enemy to get us into that place. And there are many, many verses that look at this particular subject. I'm going to title this, first of all, God never loses sight of you. That's the first thing we need to know. God never ever loses sight of who we are. If we have given our hearts and our lives to Him, He never ever loses sight of His children. Just look at that picture Jesus brings when the sheep are gathered. And there's only 99 there and there should be 100. What does Jesus do? He tells you that the shepherd goes off into the mountains. He goes seeking for that one that is lost, that one little sheep that is lost. He doesn't say, oh, well, the foxes probably got it, or it's just gone and it's never going to come back. The good shepherd goes after that sheep and comes back when he finds it, rejoicing with that sheep on his shoulders. That is a picture of who Jesus is to us. He is our good shepherd. Look at this. Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter and verse 8 says, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Another one, Deuteronomy 32 and verse 10. "In a desert land, he found him in a barren and howling waste. He shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye." Beloved, there are many. I want to give you these particular scriptures so that you can meditate on these particular scriptures in your own time, in your own quiet time. Psalm 34 and verse 17 says, "When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." Not one or two, but all of their troubles. The Bible is telling us, beloved, that if we're depressed, the Lord will take us out of this place. Psalm 40 is classic. Psalm 40, 1 through 3 says, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord." You see, a lot of this is about trust as well, beloved. Do we trust God enough to get us out of this miry pit? When we're in the depths of depression, when we are so sad, we can't see our way out. And it happens to me. Believe you me, it happens to me. I have to say I don't have what is called clinical depression, but I do get depressed, beloved. And when I do, what do? I cry to God. I cry out to Him with everything in me. Your trust and your hope is in Him. My advice to you is to call upon Him. Call on Him in this time. But you see, when we get depressed, we don't want to call on anybody. We don't want to talk to anybody. We don't want to do anything. We want to isolate ourselves away and put ourselves in a corner and say, you know what? The world can go to hell on a donkey as far as I'm concerned, because I'm not interested. I do not want to know. When that depression hits, you're not interested. But all you need to do is use all the strength in your body to call out to God for help. Psalm 3 in verse 3 says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head." Another Psalm 32 and verse 10 says, Many of the sorrows of the wicked, many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. That is so true, beloved. The evil one does not want you to know that you are loved by God. That is what he wants to do. He wants to take that away from you. He wants to take away any hope or any trust that you could possibly have in God, because he knows already that you have a penchant for clinical depression or for depression or sadness. And what he wants to do is to take away any way that you can contact God to get you out of the trouble that you're in. Why? Because he hates you. Beloved, he hates you because you belong to Jesus. You're not sitting on the fence. You're not someone who doesn't believe in him and doesn't want him and doesn't trust him and doesn't love him. But he wants you to think that God doesn't care about you, that he's off working on another mission, as a friend of mine used to say. Psalm 37, 3 through 4 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart." That is so important, that verse. Psalm 42, verse 11 says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God." Do you see what David is saying there? Why are you cast down, O my soul? He's talking to himself. He's talking to his own soul. Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in my God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. He's talking to himself and saying, "Get away from me, Satan. Get away from me, because I am going to trust and hope in God." 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verses 6 and 7, and one of these days we'll get to this because we are studying Peter at the moment. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. One of these days I'm going to look closely at that particular verse, and you will be amazed. You will be so amazed. He's got great plans for you, beloved. He's really got great plans for you. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter and verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." I want to bring you a very small testimony. It comes from Andrew, who's part of our team. And he wrote this to me and he said, "I had depression for 20 years. I was heavily medicated as I had post-traumatic stress disorder and multiple personality disorder. That was until I was visited by the Holy Spirit, who gave me a message 3 years ago. It was Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. And I'll read that one once again for you because it's so important. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And Andrew goes on, "At that stage in my life, I never knew Jesus. I came off my medication straight away and started my journey with Christ. I found fellowship and my health was changed straight away. My testimony is a bit longer than this, but these are the important parts." Hallelujah and glory to God. You see, beloved, God is in the business of restoration. He does not want you to stay in the situation that you're in. He does not want you to live in what you are living in when you are depressed. And it's all about turning to him and asking the Holy Spirit to really make an impact in your life, asking the Holy Spirit to fill you again with his joy and with his love, with his almighty love. And right now, during this daily devotional, that is exactly what I'm going to do. I want you to repeat these words after me. Just say these words now. Heavenly Father, I adore you. Come on, I know you're struggling to say this. I need you to say these words. Heavenly Father, I adore you. And I know that you love me. I pray now, in Jesus' name, that you send your Holy Spirit to fill me full of your joy and of your love. Take this depression and sadness from me now, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. And I will worship you and praise your name from this day on, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, I know God has done something right now. I just know it. I know it like I know it, like I know it, like I know it. And I just want you to worship him. And I want you to adore him and tell him how much you want him and how much you need him. You need him in your life all the time. And you've just made a declaration that you are going to worship him and adore him every day from now on. And I want you to do that. You don't need to listen to Worship Radio 247 to worship God. You can just tell him on a daily basis how much you love him and how much you adore him. But you can listen to this worship radio station as well, because it will help you, that I know. This is Hillsong, and it's called More Than Life. Be blessed now.